Yes, question.
When it was happening, did you feel guilty? Were you distracted by thoughts like, maybe my loved ones need me urgently right now, and they wish I was there to talk to, but I'm not?
The first person that I spoke to about this idea of what I wanted to do was my daughter. And I said to her, I'm thinking I'd like to do a whole year for solitary retreat. And what she said to me was so significant. It represents her. She thought for a minute and she said, you could do that, Mom. You could do it. There wasn't one word about, but what about me? Not one word. About what about me? Am I going to be okay? Or she just said, you can do it. I imagine it's how she was raised. To be as independent as I am and to always have the confidence that I'm there for her, even if I'm not in the next room. And that's the way I raised my two, knowing that if I was going to have children, that's what they were going to have to be, for sure. So I think that's the setup. And then I talked to colleagues at MassArt, and they said, we're just afraid you're never going to come back again. So I had to show up for them, for sure.